随便喊。嗯，最近好的歌词。嗯，What am I doing? Waking up my best friend, obviously. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you still half asleep? Did I wake you up too early? You're the one who told me to wake you up so we won't be late for class. I'm just doing what I'm told. Like a good little pet. Oh, I'm the slut? Because I seem to remember you being the one who asked for a morning wake-up blowjob. In fact, I remember that you told me, anytime you sleep over, you'd expect to be woken up with my lips wrapped around your cock, that you must start the day by emptying a load down my throat, that I should treat it like my morning coffee, or something like that. And as you clearly see, there's still no load down my throat. So, you started it. I'm just doing what I was told. Besides, you get to wake up with a lovely warm tongue massaging your cock. Do you want to know how I woke up? With your hard dick pressed on me, prodding me in the belly like some jabbing finger. Oh, you were even rubbing it into me. I thought you were trying to, like, fuck my belly or something. Like a weirdo. Only gently, but still. Must have been some dream you were having. Trying to fuck me in your sleep. You slut. Knowing you, you probably did it on purpose. Waking up your pet with your wonderfully hard cock. Practically begging for me to suck on it. Even in your sleep. No self-control at all. Oh, yes, it was only because I slept naked next to you, like the slut I am. Nothing to do with how you fuck me endlessly these days. Oh, I begged you to fuck me? Okay, fine. You got me there. Yeah, okay, I'm the sluttier one. I mean, look at me. Here I am, waking up my best friend, using my mouth again. Licking, kissing, and sucking. Your marvelous cock again. I'm swirling my tongue around your shaft. Eagerly trying to train your balls again. I can't hold it. It just feels too good. My mouth just feels empty unless I'm sucking on you. It's only natural I wake you up this way. But I still blame you. Totally started up. It was when you turned me into your personal slut. Training me to be your pet. Your personal fuck pet. It was your idea after all. Remember when I told you way back that we were just friends? And never going to be anything more than just a couple of besties. Boy, was I wrong. I should have known that you weren't gonna give up that easily. Oh no. You were so sly about it at first. Oh yeah. I totally didn't see what you were trying to do. The casual touching, overly friendly hugs, telling me to do things. Little things at first. Stand up straight. Smile more. Do that thing again. How about you cook dinner for us? Making me call you sir? Yeah, that one wasn't subtle at all. It was so infuriating. But then rewarding you whenever I did them. Patting my head. Calling me a good girl. Hell, just even giving me chocolate like some Pavlovian treat. And I would just melt inside. Yeah, I would grumble and complain at times, but I kept doing it. Doing what you told me. Because it made me feel good. And soon enough, I didn't need to be told. I'd go out of my way to do things that would make you happy. That would make you praise me. Because I wanted you to praise me. Even if I didn't want to admit it. And you knew. You knew from the beginning. Even before I did. Oh, how much I enjoyed being told what to do. The desire I had to have someone else take control. Completely and utterly at the mercy of someone else. Even if it was my annoying best friend. Well, eventually, your requests got a bit more perverse. Because of course they did. Making me sit on your lap. While we watched movies on the couch. Getting me even more comfortable. With having your hands on me. Telling me what to wear. Asking me to buy clothes that showed off just a little more skin. Oh, nothing slutty. Not at first. But enough to show off. Or even to stop fidgeting whenever you put your arm around me in public. Letting me know that even in public, you could control me. Constantly finding new ways to get me used to the idea that I was yours. And every time, I would pretend to push back. And every time, I would fail. You could see right through me. And see how much I blushed and got flustered. You jerk so much. So often. Making me feel so good. Ultimately, I just gave up. Pretending that I didn't want it. Did whatever you told me to. It felt so good. So good. To be able to let go of anything holding me back. If you make all my decisions that I didn't want to make. To not have to think for myself. So I didn't want to. I could just turn to you. More than my friend, my master. You're so confident and strong in your words. I didn't even question it when you first asked me to blow you. By then, it was just a natural evolution of our friendship. And I loved every second of it. The way you told me, commanded me to kneel. The feeling of your hand as it ran through my hair. Guiding me to your cock. How firm you were. While teaching me the best techniques I could use. Just to please you. How best to use my mouth and my tongue. Now you called me a good girl when I used them on you. And the moment you shot your first load down my throat, I just knew. I knew that nothing was off limits after that. Blowjobs every morning. Sharing a shower. dressing me up like your perfect whore and letting you fuck me senseless after? It was only natural that I let you do all this. I needed it. I was like discovering a part of me that was always there. I craved just being an obedient pet. Your pet. Your personal plaything. Your toy. Your fuck puppet. Whatever you wanted to call me. I needed to be whatever you are. Because I feel empty without it. So maybe I am the sluttier one. But only because you made me like this. So lie back. And let me do what I've been told to do. Gotta get ready. I have classes today. I'm super busy today. It's crazy. Between class and the assignments due, I'm gonna get to campus early and hopefully finish them up before class. Yeah, I got psych around midday and my journalism class in the afternoon. How about you? Just the one? Ugh, lucky you. Guess you're just gonna relax all afternoon then. I'm jealous. Oh, which reminds me, would you be able to pick me up after? I don't know what time I'll be done. I'll probably get dinner first. You know how late this shit goes. I'll send you a text. Come on, I know you're just gonna end up back at my place. Don't be like that. Besides, don't act like you don't get anything out of it. Great. Thank you. You're the best. I'll see you later tonight. Have a good day, sir. My ride's here. Hey, I had a really great time today. I'll give you a call sometime. Bye-bye. Thanks again for picking me up. You're the best. Did you see him? The guy I was with. Do you know him? He's the one from my journalism class. I've been talking to him for an entire semester already. He just asked me out on a date. Like, out of the blue. Totally didn't expect him to do that. That's why I'm later than usual. I had a date. Okay, chill, girl. Sorry, I'm just excited. It was a lot. You're okay with this, right, sir? I know you told me we're not, like, exclusive, but you'll let me know if... Oh, thank you, sir. Because I've kind of been crushing on this guy, like, all year. Like, he... Oh, shit. Sorry, sir. No. Don't worry about a thing. I'll take care of that for you. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. He's a cute guy that I met at that party we went to. A while back. You know, the one where I ended up spending the whole night just talking about various books, like I did a couple of nerds. And then he just left without giving me his number or anything. Remember how I was complaining about it, like, all week? Like, how can you have such a connection with someone and not think about following up? And just when I thought that, like, I was never gonna see him again, he just shows up in my class. Acting like he did nothing wrong. He still didn't ask me for my number, or ask me out. I swear, getting his social information was like squeezing water from a stone. Honestly, I'm surprised he even asked me out at all. It's been months. Trying to flirt with the guy the entire time, and he was just so oblivious. I was this close to just giving up on him, and then today, he just invited me out to dinner. So of course I jumped at the chance. And the guy's, like, super funny, too. Like, he does this impression of our professor that is spot on. The whole time I could not stop laughing. It was almost embarrassing. The whole restaurant was probably looking at me. Laughing away like an idiot. But yeah, it was fun. Completely unexpected, but so much. I'm definitely gonna see him again. I don't want this guy to slip through the He's sweet, a little nerdy, and like a cute way, though, you know? And he's normal. Which is a good thing. I think I need some more normal in my life. You know, to balance out all the weirdness. Because I certainly don't get it from you. But damn it, he's so damn polite. Like, it's like he's afraid of getting too close to me. Like, the cute nerdy act can only be endearing for so long, you know? So I put my foot down on that right over. Not literally, of course. But I did have to take charge at the end of the night. I gave him a kiss. To show him that I'm interested, you know? I think he got the hint after that. We finally exchanged phone numbers after that. I told him that I'd call him because I don't want him to ghost me again. Oh, are we home already? But you haven't come yet. Sorry, I've been talking so much tonight. I'm such a naughty pet. Alright, I'll finish you up here. Grab my hair, use me however you want. Just go as fast as. Delicious treat and allowing me to clean up after myself. There, all clean for you. Did I make it up to you? Was I a good girl? Yay! Thank you. And thanks again for picking me up. I'd hate to catch a bus or something at this hour. Yeah, I could have used Uber. Uber's too expensive these days. Besides, that's what I have you for. Home, finally. Man, that was a long day. Oh no, the day was great. Just, I could do without the school before it. So, what do you want to do? I'd offer to get some food, but I already ate. Also, it's pretty late. I was thinking of just going to sleep soon. You want to watch a movie, or... Of course. Where shall we go? Yes, sir. I'll meet you on the bed. Just give me a moment to get ready for you. Look at me, sir. I've stripped for you. Do you like how I look? Spread along this bed? Spreading my legs for you. Spreading my pussy for you. Or should I call it your pussy? It belongs to you after all. All of my body does. Come and fuck your pussy, sir? Oh, my apologies. You're right. I was getting ahead of myself. Forgive me, sir. I got myself all worked up. I forgot to ask for it properly. Please, master. Please. Use me. Treat me like the slut you've made me. Fuck my slutty holes that were made to be filled by your cock. Treat me like the whore that I am. Please, please, I'm begging you. I need to be fucked by my master. It's my only purpose. Please. Oh, I love the way you look at me. The lust in your eyes. I know you want to fuck me. That you're going to fuck me. Whenever. And wherever you want. I just get so turned on during the day, and when I'm home alone, I just think about how you're gonna use me. And I touch myself thinking about it when you're not here. That's how much of a slut I am. I'm a dirty, fucking free you slut. And I love it. 'Cause I want you to use me. I want you to use me. Look. You can see how needy I am for you. How wet my pussy is. Look at it, sir. I promise it'll make you feel so good. Oh, it's so warm and slick. Oh, you can just glide right in. Please. Please, I need it. Don't tease me like that. I know you want to fuck me. I've been a good girl. I haven't touched myself since. I need your cock, master. I'm gonna go crazy if I don't get it soon. Please, sir. Please fuck me. Please use your fuck pet like she was made to be used. Please. Please. God. you to use me. Oh, yes, sir. Fuck me right there. Don't hold back. I'm yours. Yours to use whenever and wherever. Fuck me, sir. Fuck your butt. Fuck me harder. You slammed me into the bed. You made me like this. You trained me to be an obedient little fuck slut. I loved every minute of it. Fuck you. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you for turning me into your pet. I've never been happier in my life. I belong to you forever and ever, ready and willing to be used by you every day. So good. Yes. You wanna come? I can see it. Master wants to come. Please do it, sir. Please. Yes, come inside me. Come inside your fuck that. Shoot a big sticky lot inside me. Mark me as yours. Please, sir. Please, I want it. I need it. Let me be selfish just this once and ask you to come in my pussy. Please, sir. Please. Thank you. Yes, fuck. Right there. Yes. Being such a dirty slut. Oh, well, if you don't mind, then I guess I'll keep being this way. So, I talked a lot about my day, but how's your day been today? Yeah, pretty standard. Oh, well, nothing wrong with having a chill day. I know some people who'd kill to have days like that. The date? Yeah, I think I'll go on another one. I like him. I don't know how serious it is yet, but I like him. I'd like to think it could turn into something, you know? God knows how long it's been since I last had a boyfriend. I like how we can just do this. You know, just chill in bed and talk about our lives. No awkwardness. No serious attachments. One moment we can fuck like rabbits, and then we're back to being friends. Best friends. Thank you for being a great friend and a great listener and a great master. Yeah, of course. Dating, whether I get a serious boyfriend or not, none of it will ever get in the way of what we have. Trust me, there's nothing to be worried about. I'll always make time for you. Yeah, I promise. Ugh. pretty tired too. Do you mind if I fall asleep? No? Okay, good. Because I was gonna fall asleep anyway. Yeah. I'll wake you up the usual way tomorrow. Don't worry. Same as always. Good night.